USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge ruled that Indiana University may require its students to submit proof of COVID-19 vaccination before returning to campus this fall, dealing a setback to a legal brewing effort against vaccination requirements in higher education. Wall Street giving Monday a thumbs down, the Dow losing 725 points in a major sell-off as stocks fall sharply amid investor concerns over a surge in COVID-19 cases. Canada plans to start reopening its border to fully vaccinated Americans on August 9th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the United States plans to do the same with Canadians headed south.
We take this incredibly seriously, but we look and are guided by our own medical experts and not in a look at it through a reciprocal intention.
USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis holds a press conference about the passage of the state's Wildlife Corridor bill. After signing the bill into law, the Republican governor calls upon the Biden administration to help those who are protesting in Cuba as the country has shut down the internet.
We in the United States have the capability to help provide the connectivity that I think would be essential in exposing the truth and really holding the regime accountable.
President Biden says he supports the Cuban people protesting, saying they deserve universal rights. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the intensity of Europe's deadly flooding has something to do with climate change. The floods that began last Wednesday have killed at least 196 people in Germany, the Netherlands, and Belgium. Many communities are still without power, Merkel saying nations must get faster in the battle against climate change. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A former astronaut is weighing in on the space race and what it means as far as space tourism possibilities.
Spaceflight company Blue Origin has been cleared for its first ever crewed spaceflight, which will take founder Jeff Bezos and a crew of three others into suborbital space later this week. That mission set to lift off on Tuesday morning. Former astronaut and professor of mechanical engineering at Columbia University, Mike Massimino, says that the development of the space tourism industry can bring a long-term benefit to humanity. He tells ABC News that more access to space will open up many possibilities.
And as the access to space increases, just like my students, when I was a student, there'd be absolutely no way, even just a few years ago, for students to be able to fly something and experiment in space, and now they can. As the access to space becomes more prevalent, people can envision themselves going, or what research they might do, or what products they might develop, or what they want to accomplish in space, because now it's possible. So I think it's going to let people be creative to come up with things we can't even imagine that can be done in space travel.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
An alternate member of the U.S. women's gymnastics team has tested positive for the coronavirus just days before the games begin in Tokyo. Meantime, American tennis star Coco Gauff is pulling out of the Olympics after testing positive for COVID-19. The 17-year-old Gauff tweeting her sadness over missing out on what she called a dream come true. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.